It was a little bit nervy first half. Was a little bit tentative in our play with and without the ball. Said at half time, it's been a little bit more aggressive with our pressing, a little bit higher up the park. And then it's been certainly be more aggressive with the football. And I thought second half was outstanding. I thought it was played with a real energy of tempo about us. I thought we picked up virtually every second ball. What we have to remember, and what our fan base has to remember, we're playing against a really good side. They've had a slow start to the season. They've got some super players, really good players that would get into a lot of championship clubs, and they're entitled to keep the ball. I didn't feel we got quite close enough to them first half, but we knew they would try and frustrate us, and they did. I said to the boys, you know, we have to be calm, let's be aggressive, but be calm as well. Second half, I think it would have been a travesty if we hadn't come away with 3 points. Lee Gregory, could have walked away with that ball. The match ball, but a special mention for Stevie Morrison. That takes real composure, a real strong mentality to slide the ball in for the penalty.
The other factor in that first half, particularly the way you try and play, is you needed to master not just Sheffield United but the wind as well, because it was very, very blustery out there.
Yeah, it was. I just felt we defended quite deep, and when we were getting the ball, we didn't quite have a pass to be able to get out. It was a little bit in no man's land at times. Having said that, we've got some excellent areas on regaining the ball, and just didn't use the ball as wisely as we can. I thought second half was a lot more professional. I'd say we played a lot more savvy second half, used the conditions a lot better. I thought we played a lot more on the front foot, and you know, I think on another day we could easily scored a couple more goals.
Yeah. In spite of the goal that went in, which was a little bit of a farcical one in some ways, defensively I thought, again, particularly second half, it was much more like the Millwall we've come to expect.
Yeah, it was, yeah. For whatever reason, it was a little bit tentative first half, like I said. I think it was probably off the back of Tuesday night against Peterborough where we tried to press the ball really high and got picked off a little bit. Obviously, Sheffield United have picked a side to do very similar to what Peterborough done. We stopped them from doing it through the middle of us, but maybe gave up a little bit too much space in wide areas. So we just got to get that balance right. Second half, we just adjusted slightly, not majorly, just adjusted slightly. But I think it wasn't just the press in second half. I think it was the use of the ball was a lot better. So my players have certainly learnt from half-time, but certainly learnt from the other evening.
Tuesday you've got another game. I mean, at the moment the season starts, doesn't it, after if you like the pre-season, which seems to go on forever, and then you're in Tuesday, Saturday thinking about trying to augment the squad as well. It's quite a hard first month, isn't it?
To be honest, it's ridiculous, Dino. It's just in my opinion, I think it's absolutely crazy the amount of games we have to play. So yes, we go again Tuesday, we recover. We look forward to Tuesday, to be honest. We're playing against a side that's got a lot of goals already this season. We know it's going to be dangerous and going to be attack-minded. And you know, I will be changing the side and putting players out there to give them an opportunity to impress. Yes, we want to win every game. We look forward to the game, certainly look forward to it, on the back of two home wins already this season. But, you know, big game for me is Chesterfield next week.